Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, Minister of the Trust of Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation on Zion for 12 Town, Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is October 25, 2016, on this Bull 25, 2020. We will start our second service today with a song entitled, Are You Washed in the Blood? Have you been to Yahshua for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And the mansion's bright, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean, oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Yahweh's Covenant with Abraham, Part 5. We're going to continue now our series on covenant. We're in Leviticus 26. And let's just go ahead and do the whole chapter. You shall make you no idols nor graven image, neither rear up you up a standing image. Neither shall you set up an image of stone in your land, to bow down unto it, for I am the Yahweh your Elohim. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Yahweh. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then will I give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield your fruit. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And you shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your Elohim, and you shall be my people. I am the Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondman. And I have broken the bands of your yoke, and made you go upright. Now we're going into the part where it's a curse for disobedience. Verse 14, but if you will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgment, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague, that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. And if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sin. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And if you walk contrary unto me, and will not hearken unto me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you according unto your sin. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, and destroy your cattle, and make you few in number. And your highways shall be desolate. And if you will not be reformed by me, by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then will I also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you yet 7 times for your sins. And I will bring a sword upon you, that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send a pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in wine or oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. And if you will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury, and I will chastise you 7 times for your sins. And you shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall you eat. And I will destroy your high places, and cut down your images, and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. And I will make your cities waste, and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation, and I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbath, as long as it lieth desolate, and ye be in your enemy's land, even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbath. As long as it lieth desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbath when you dwelt upon it. Apparently they weren't following the laws of the harvest, of the planting and sowing and so forth. Verse 36, And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth. And they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, when none pursueth, and ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies. And ye shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' land, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. Mercy for the penitent. Verse 40. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humble, and they then accepted the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. The land also shall be left to them, and shall enjoy her Sabbath, while she lieth desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because they despise my judgments, and because their soul abhorreth my statutes. And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them, to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Yahweh their Elohim. But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their Elohim, I am the Yahweh. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Yahweh made between him and the children of Israel in the Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. Okay, that's all of chapter 26. Let's now go into Numbers chapter 10. And see what we've got there. We're going to read our memory verse, number 33, and then we're going to start with verse 1.
Chapter 10.
Okay. And it says, and they departed from the mount of the Yahweh 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant of Yahweh went before them in the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. So anyway, it's Numbers 10:33. Okay, let's go back to verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, make thee 2 trumpets of silver of a whole piece, shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly, and for the journeying of the camps. When they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow out with 1 trumpet, then the princes, which are heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves unto thee. When ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east parts shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generation. If you go to war in your lands against the enemy that oppresses you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before the Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall be saved from your enemy. Also in the days of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months you shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be unto you for a memorial before your Elohim. I am the Yahweh your Elohim. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony, and the children of Israel took their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journeys according unto the commandments of the Yahweh by the hand of Moses. In the first place went the standard of the camp of the children of Judah, according to their armies, and over his host was Nashon, the son of Amminadab. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Issachar was Nethanel, and the son of Zuar. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. And the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set forward, bearing the tabernacle. And the standard of the camp of Reuben set forward, according unto their armies, and over his host was Eleazar, the son of Shedeur. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Simeon was Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Gad was Elishasaph, the son of Deuel. And the Kohathites set forward bearing the sanctuary, and the other did set up the tabernacle against they came. And the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set forward according unto their armies, and over his host was Elishama, the son of Amihud. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Manasseh was Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzur. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Benjamin was Abidan, the son of Gadiona. And the standard of the camp of the children of Dan set forward, which was the rear ward of all the camps throughout their host. And over his host was Ahazer, the son of Ammishaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Asher was Pagiel, the son of Ophron. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. Thus were the journeyings of the children of Israel according to their armies when they set forward. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying unto the place of which Yahweh said, I will give it you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For Yahweh has spoken good concerning Israel. And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to mine own land and to my kindred. And he said, leave us not, I pray thee, forasmuch as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be unto us instead of eyes. And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be that what goodness Yahweh shall do unto us, the same will we do unto thee. And they departed from the mountain of Yahweh 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh went before them in the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Yahweh was upon them by day when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass when the ark set forward that Moses said, rise up, Yahweh, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. And when it rested, he said, return, O Yahweh, unto the many thousands of Israel. Okay, that ends Numbers chapter 10. Now, Numbers 14, we continue there with the covenant mentioned there. Verse 1, and all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would Elohim that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would Elohim we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath Yahweh brought us unto this land, to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey. Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? They said one to another, let us make a captain, let us return into Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation and the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Yahweh delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only rebel not against the Yahweh, and neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. And Yahweh is with us, fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Yahweh appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. The Yahweh said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said unto Yahweh, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them, and they will tell it unto the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Yahweh, art among this people, that thou, Yahweh, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by day time in a pillar of cloud and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak sin, because Yahweh was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them. Therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness, and now I beseech thee, let the power of my Elohim be great according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Yahweh is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people according unto the greatness of thy mercy, and as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And Yahweh said, I have pardoned according unto thy word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Yahweh, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened unto my voice. Surely they shall not see the land which I swore unto their father. Neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land, whither whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow turn you, and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith Yahweh, as you have spoken in mine ears, so will I do unto you. Your corpses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according unto your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless you shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which you said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness for 40 years, and bear your whoredoms. until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. As the number of the days in which ye search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall ye bear your iniquities even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. I, the Yahweh, have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me and this woman. They shall be consumed, and there they shall die. But it's just like all these evil people here in the United States this election year. They're gathered together against Yahweh's people. And they said, no, we're going to prevail. We're going to stay in power. We're going to rule over this land. We're going to destroy this land. But Yahweh has it in prophecy that they will not prevail. And here it is in the scripture. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation murmur against him by bringing up his slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land, died by the plague before the Yahweh. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. And Moses told these sayings unto all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. And they rose up early in the morning and get them up into the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here, and we'll go up unto the place which Yahweh hath promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, wherefore now do you transgress the commandment of Yahweh, that it shall not prosper? Go not up, for Yahweh is not among you, that you be not smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you are turned away from Yahweh. Therefore the Yahweh will not be with you. But they presumed to go up unto the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of Yahweh and Moses departed not out of the camp. Then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites which dwelt in that hill, and smote them and discomfited them, even unto Hormah. Let's now go to Numbers 18. And the Yahweh said unto Aaron, thou and thy sons and thy father's house with thee shall bear the iniquity of the sanctuary, and thou and thy sons with thee shall bear the iniquity of your priesthood, and thy brethren also of the tribe of Levi, the tribe of thy father, bring thou with thee, that they may be joined unto thee and minister unto thee, but thou and thy sons with thee shall minister before the tabernacle of witness. And they shall keep thy charge and the charge of all the tabernacle, only they shall not come nigh the vessels of the sanctuary and the altar, that neither they nor ye also die. And they shall be joined unto thee, and keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation. For all the service of the tabernacle, and a stranger shall not come nigh unto you. And you shall keep the charge of the sanctuary, and the charge of the altar, that there be no wrath any more upon the children of Israel. And I, behold, I have taken your brethren, the Levites, from among the children of Israel. To you they are given as a gift for the Yahweh to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Therefore thou and thy sons with thee shall keep your priest office for everything of the altar and within the veil. And you shall serve. I have given your priest office unto you as a service of gift. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. Yahweh spake unto Aaron, behold, I also have given thee the charge of mine heave offering of all the hallowed things of the children of Israel. Unto thee have I given them by the reason of the anointing, and to thy sons by an ordinance forever. This shall be thine of the most holy things, reserved from defile. Every oblation of theirs, every meat offering of theirs, and every sin offering of theirs, and every trespass offering of theirs, which they shall render unto me shall be most holy for thee and for thy son. In the most holy place shalt thou eat it. Every male shall eat it. It shall be holy unto thee. And this is thine, the heave offering of their gift, with all the wave offerings of the children of Israel. I have given them unto thee and to thy sons and to thy daughters with thee by a statute forever. Every one that is clean in thy house shall eat of it. And the best of the oil, and all the best of the wine and of the wheat, the first fruits of them which they shall offer unto Yahweh, them have I given thee. And whatsoever is first ripe in the land which they shall bring unto Yahweh shall be thine. Every one that is clean in thine house shall eat of it. Everything devoted in Israel shall be thine. Everything that openeth the matrix in all flesh which they bring unto Yahweh, whether it be of men or beast, shall be thine. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man shalt thou surely redeem, and the firstling of unclean beast shalt thou redeem. And those that are to be redeemed from a month old thou shalt redeem, or shalt thou redeem, according unto thine estimation, for the money of 5 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. But the firstling of a cow, or the firstling of a sheep, or the firstling of a goat, thou shalt not redeem. They are holy. Thou shalt sprinkle their blood upon the altar, and shalt burn their fat for an offering made by fire for the sweet savor unto the Yahweh. And the flesh of them shall be thine as the wave breast, and as the right shoulder are thine. All the heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer unto the Yahweh have I given thee, and thy sons and thy daughters with thee, thy statute forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Yahweh unto thee, and unto thy seed with thee. And Yahweh spake unto Aaron, thou shalt have no inheritance in their land, neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am thy part, and thine inheritance among the children of Israel. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance for their service, which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Neither must the children of Israel henceforth come nigh the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they bear sin and die. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation, that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance. But the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as an heave offering unto Yahweh, I have given unto the Levites to inherit it. Therefore I have said unto them, among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, thus speak unto the Levites, and say unto them, when you take to the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them for your inheritance, then you shall offer up an heave offering of it for the Yahweh, even a tenth part of the tithe. And this your heave offering shall be reckoned unto you as though it were the corn of the threshing floor, and as the fullness of the winepress. Thus ye also shall offer an heave offering unto the Yahweh of all your tithes which you receive of the children of Israel. And you shall give thereof the Yahweh's heave offering unto Aaron the priest. Out of all your gifts you shall offer every heave offering of Yahweh, of all the best thereof, even the hallowed part thereof out of it. Therefore thou shalt say unto them, when you have heaved the best thereof from it, then it shall be counted unto the Levites as the increase of the threshing floor, and as the increase of the winepress. and ye shall eat it in every place, ye and your households, for it is your reward for your service in the tabernacle of the congregation. And ye shall bear no sin by reason of it, when ye have heaved from it the best of it. Neither shall ye pollute the holy things of the children of Israel, lest ye die. Okay, it says, and Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat and bowed down to their gods. And Israel joined herself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel. Yahweh said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Yahweh against the sun, that the fierce anger of Yahweh may be turned away from Israel. Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one his man that were joined unto Baal Peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went up the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consumed not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace. Covenant of peace. And he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his Elohim and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of Israel, of the Israelite that was slain, even that was slain with the Midianitish woman, was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a chief house among the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianitish woman that was slain was Cosby, the daughter of Zur. He was head over people and of a chief house in Midian. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, vex the Midianites and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor and in the matter of Cosby, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for pure sake. Israel numbered again. Okay, that's the end of chapter 25. And so, we have a covenant of peace made with Phinehas for slaying and making atonement for Israel. So now we go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, and we'll start with the first one. One of my favorite chapters. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgment which I teach you for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Yahweh Elohim of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Yahweh did because of Baal Peor. For all the men that followed Baal Peor, the Yahweh the Elohim hath destroyed from among you. That ye that did cleave unto Yahweh your Elohim are alive every one of you this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgment, even as Yahweh my Elohim commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whether you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom, and your understanding the sight of the nation, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is this so great who hath Elohim so nigh unto them, as the Yahweh or Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is this so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed of thyself and keep thyself diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Yahweh, thy Elohim and Horeb, when the Yahweh said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And ye came near and stood upon the under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of the heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And Yahweh spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude. Only ye heard a voice. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. And Yahweh commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgment, that you might do them in the land whither you go over to possess it. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for you saw no manner of similitude on the day that Yahweh spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest you corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun, and the moon, and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Yahweh the Elohim hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. But the Yahweh hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, and you as you are this day. Furthermore, the Yahweh was angry with me for your sake, and swore that I should not go over Jordan, and that I should not go in unto that good land which Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee for an inheritance. But I must die in this land. I must not go over Jordan, but ye shall go over and possess that good land. Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, which he made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which Yahweh the Elohim hath forbidden thee. For the Yahweh the Elohim is a consuming fire, even a jealous Elohim. When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and you shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourself, and make a graven image or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of Yahweh the Elohim to provoke him unto anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that you shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto you go over Jordan to possess it. You shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And the Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither the Yahweh shall lead you. And there you shall serve gods the work of men's hand, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor smell, nor eat nor smell. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Yahweh the Elohim, thou shalt find him if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn unto the Yahweh the Elohim and shalt be obedient unto his voice, for the Yahweh the Elohim is a merciful Elohim, he will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers which he sware unto them. For ask now of the days that have passed which were before thee, since the day that Elohim created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of fire, as thou hast heard and lived? Or hath Elohim essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation, by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Yahweh Elohim did for you in Egypt, before your eyes? Unto thee it was showed, that thou mightest know that the Yahweh, he is Elohim. There is none else beside him. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee, and upon earth he showed thee his great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt, to drive out nations from before thee greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in to give thee their land for an inheritance, as it is this day. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Yahweh, he is the Elohim in heaven above and upon the earth, beneath there is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee, and that thou may prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee forever. Then Moses severed three cities on this side of Jordan toward the sunrise, that the slayer might flee thither, which should kill his neighbor unaware, and hated him not in times past, and that fleeing unto one of these cities he might live, namely Bezer in the wilderness in the plain country, of the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead, of the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan, and of the Manassites. And this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Moses spake unto the children of Israel after they came forth out of Egypt. On this side Jordan, in the valley over against Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel smote after they were come forth out of Egypt, and they possessed his land in the land of Og, king of Bashan, two kings of the Amorites, which were on this side Jordan, toward the sun rising, from Arior, which is by the bank of the river Arnon, even unto Mount Sion, which is Hermon, and all the plain on this side Jordan eastward, even unto the sea of the plain, under the springs of Pisgah. Okay. That ends Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now let's go see what will be our next chapter that will have the word covenant in it. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 5. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears, this day that ye may learn them and keep and do them. Yahweh Elohim made a covenant with us in Horeb. Yahweh made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us who are all of us here alive this day. Yahweh talked with you face to face in the mount out of the midst of the fire. This is in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 5. I stood between the Yahweh and you at that time to show you the word of Yahweh, for you were afraid by reason of the fire, and went not up into the mount, saying, I am the Yahweh thy Elohim, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Yahweh thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh the Elohim in vain, for the Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Yahweh the Elohim hath commanded thee. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh the Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy maidservant, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, that the Yahweh thy Elohim brought thee out thence to a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Yahweh the Elohim commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Honor thy father and thy mother as the Yahweh the Elohim hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, neither shalt thou commit adultery, neither shalt thou steal, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. These words of the Yahweh spake unto all your assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire of the cloud, and of the thick darkness with a great voice. And he added no more, and he wrote them in two tables of stone, and delivered them unto me. It came to pass when you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that ye came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders. And you said, Behold, the Yahweh Elohim has showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that Elohim doth talk with man, and he liveth. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of Yahweh Elohim any more, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh that hath heard the voice of the living Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire, as we have and live? Go down there and hear all that the Yahweh Elohim shall say unto thee, or shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Yahweh Elohim shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. And the Yahweh heard the voice of your words when ye spake unto me, and the Yahweh said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that there were such an heart in them, that they would fear me, and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them, and with their children forever. Go say unto them, Get you into your tents again. But as for thee, stand thou here by me, and I will speak unto thee all the commandments and the statutes, and the judgment which thou shalt teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them to possess it. Ye shall observe to do therefore as the Yahweh Elohim hath commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which Yahweh Elohim hath commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Okay, that's all of chapter 5. Alright, let's look at chapter 7. When the Yahweh the Elohim shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hast cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Yahweh thy Elohim shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them, thy daughters. Thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from the following me, that they may serve other gods, so will the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. But thus shall you deal with them, you shall destroy their altars and break down their images, and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire, for thou art an holy people unto Yahweh the Elohim. Yahweh the Elohim hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because Yahweh loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Yahweh the Elohim, he is the Yahweh, the faithful Yahweh, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. And repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him unto his face. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken unto these judgments, and keep and do them, that the Yahweh the Elohim shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy father. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine, and thine oil, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep, in the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And Yahweh will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee, and thou shalt consume all the people which Yahweh the Elohim shall deliver thee. Thine eyes shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto thee. Yahweh will dispossess the nation. Verse 17. If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what the Yahweh the Elohim did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt, the great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm whereby the Yahweh the Elohim brought thee out, so shall the Yahweh the Elohim do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. Moreover, Yahweh the Elohim will send a hornet among them until they that are left and hide themselves from thee be destroyed. Thou shalt not be affrighted at them, for the Yahweh the Elohim is among you, a mighty Elohim and terrible. And the Yahweh the Elohim will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon thee. But the Yahweh the Elohim shall deliver them unto thee, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. And he shall deliver their kings into thine hand, and thou shalt destroy their name from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before thee until thou hast destroyed them. The graven images of their gods shall you burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein. For it is an abomination to Yahweh the Elohim. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it, but thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. This brings a close of our study this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour call, and that's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Blessed Assurance. Blessed Assurance. us for his might. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of Yah, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect summation, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect summation, all is at rest, I am my Savior, I'm happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.